The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Well, Trump has got his finger over all of this, I think. North Korea may be willing to talk. Harley.
Well, isn't this something? I mean, yep. Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, has expressed a willingness, what we're hearing, to at least discuss nuclear disarmament with the U.S. According to South Korean officials, they say that they would even impose a moratorium on nuclear and missile tests during the talks. Well, considering how quickly they move, if they do that, they won't be able to do anything for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Also agreed to meet with South Korea's president in late April. It's interesting because Trump said, there's possible progress made in the talks with North Korea. He said it may be false hope, but the U.S. is ready to go hard in either direction.
That was the key point, wasn't it? In either direction. If you want to go nuclear, we're ready for you. But if you want to talk, we're also ready.
Exactly. That's exactly what he does. And that's what he said. You know, we're going to negotiate, but we're going to walk. Not so.
That's fantastic. He just talks layman's language. It's just magnificent. Pushes the bureaucrats out of the way and just gets on with it. It's called common sense. Now, the Texas primaries.
This ought to be interesting. The Democrats, you know, they are so sure that in the off year, the election's coming up, that they will get a lot of seats back, and they actually hope that they might be able to take the Senate back. And so they're going to, you know, Texas is the first of the bellwethers. It's the very first primary season. And so we'll find out if the Democrats have unusual strength this year. It is typical that in off years, the party in power loses seats.
Yes. But on the other hand, I mean, on the other hand, there was all this demonization of Trump 15 months ago, and now Trump's starting to get results, and I think that might be reflected in these primary votes.
It might be. It's going to be interesting to watch. The Democrats have certainly gotten organized. They've got at least one Democrat running for office in every congressional district, 36 of them, for the first time since 1992. This is a very Republican state, and that is not always the case. The Democrats are out there, you know, really raising more. And so in the early voting, the voting, mailing it in, it's Democrats' ballots that have been coming in about 3-2 for the Republicans. So interesting.
So 3-2 for the Republicans.
No, 3-2 so far for Democrats.
For Democrats, right, yeah. Oh, well, I think Trump would be saying, bring it on. It is a good test, the bellwether test. All right, Harley, you'll keep us posted on this North Korea. It's a very, very significant development. Harley Carnes in the United States of America.